So my name is Sam Carwin, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and I do community engagement with Planned Parenthood. And so a little background about me. I did social services for about 10 years, and I've also been a foster parent, and I currently am a foster parent. So one day, I was at the park with my bio son, who is biracial, and my white foster child of the time. And they're playing, and I'd been with this child. I'd married, me and my spouse at the time had ended up adopting him. And so we're at the park playing, and I always told my son, hey, you need to watch out for your brother. One, my son was bigger, so if another kid's trying to pick on him, you need to watch out for him. But also, the child that I was fostering at the time had special needs. So people often didn't engage with him, and so my son was supposed to be his advocate. So I'm sitting at the park, and the kids are just playing like they always do. And this individual, who also had a kid playing in the park, came and sat down next to me and was like, oh, do you work at the group home down the street? And I said, no. He goes, oh, I assumed that you worked at the autism group home. It's in, you know, it's in the neighborhood. It's right down the street. And I said, no, I live down the street in this mostly white neighborhood. Those are my kids. And the idea consistently that I could not be that child's parent because they were white and I was black was an issue that we dealt with for years. And this child was not able to verbalize who I was to him. He didn't, when we had him, first got him, he only could say two words, Target and train, because that's where you went to get the trains, was Target, right? And I constantly had to explain who he was to me. But my spouse, when they went out with our two children, one who was biracial, never had to explain that they were a parent of both of those children. It was natural for a white person to have black children, but not for a black person to have white children. And so that is my story that I wanted to share with you guys, just to recognize that interracial adoption happens across all races, and you are a parent regardless of what it may say on that child's birth certificate or how long you get to parent that child. Thank you.